for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, July the 6th, 1985. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Irma Miller is the teacher of the afternoon.
Well, we've had a lot of wonderful deliverances. Tremendous. And all of you may not be dissatisfied with everything that the Lord is doing.
Well, who is?
But with you. But he knows, Glenn, there's somebody out there that Kevin needs to see. But the Lord knows what he's doing with us. Now, if I had my way about it, but see, our ways are not his ways. I would get all these demons out of me right now and get it over with, you know. But the Lord says he was driving them out little by little. Now, this afternoon, turn to Acts 19. We don't have very much time because it's getting away from us. And I'm going to tell you about an experience I've had after I read Scripture. The Lord has brought us through a lot of things. In 1967, when Glenn had the vision of this actual place, saw all of you people in the vision, and a lot of our friends that we didn't know, that we knew at that time. He saw this picture. He saw the clear running water down to a spot of land. He saw the waterfall. He saw this, and I really thought he was losing his marbles. And he would talk about it every day, and especially to all of our friends. And they'd just look at him, and I would say, I don't want to move out of California. But I'm here, and since I'm here, I'm making the best of it. I'm his helpmate for 44 years, and I intend to keep right on being his helpmate. I'm going to tell you about my Sceva experience. It's sort of funny. But let's read the scripture. 13th verse of 19th chapter of Acts. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. See, they didn't know Jesus, but they'd seen a little bit of Paul's ministry. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who in the world are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Now, when all of you come into deliverance, it's so supernatural and so exciting to be delivered and pray for others and see them be helped. And we had just come just barely into deliverance. I mean, just barely. And a lady, my daughter-in-law's aunt, kept our little grandson while our daughter worked and took him to school. And then she would come and pick him up and take him home, but she lived across the street from the school. And this, everybody called her Aunt May. She was from the Grand Ole Opry and could really play that banjo and made that song Ruby famous. Cousin Emmy was her stage name. But she loved children and she kept our little grandson. Well, we were going to these deliverance meetings, and you know how long deliverance meetings last. And we would go and get home about midnight or 1 o'clock. And at that time I was working in Hollywood at a typing company, and Glenn was taping for this particular meeting. So I went to pick him up one day for our daughter, and she said, have you had this poor little thing back to that church again? Because, you know, little kids, he used to love to go to that meeting, and he'd say, Nanny, are they going to have that slaying tonight? Because a lot of people were slain in the spirit, and that was way back in, what, 66 or something, and nobody, we'd never seen any slaying in the spirit hardly at that time. And he liked to be slain in the spirit. The minister used to walk by and just wave his hand, and people would just go over like dominoes. He had such power. So he would naturally tell this lady, you know, what was going on at the meetings in his own little way, and the devil in her sure didn't like it. So she said, have you had that poor little thing again at church again last night? And I said, sure. She said, he's too young to take to church. And I said, well, when I was little, I slept on the floor at church and went to school the next day, and I can remember going home in a big wagon after all night prayer meetings at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and our parents would just get us ready for school and send us off on our horses to school. And I told you I was ancient. I went to a one-room schoolhouse with all 8 grades, and the teacher taught all 8 grades, and not one person lost their gloves or their jackets or their galoshes, and she always put us on our horses and covered our legs up in the cold weather and taught us well. And I know teachers can teach well if they want to, because she did it. Well, anyway, I told all this to this lady, and she kept on, and I kept on telling her. And finally, I said to her, you're full of the devil. Man, she gave me one hit, and I was flat on the floor in the living room. And she had a hold of my hair, and she threw me down, and I had hair hanging. I was young then, younger, and I had hair hanging down to here. And she grabbed me by the hair, and she slung me, and she kicked me, and she rolled me out of the living room, into the dining room, out through the kitchen, out through the back door, and kicked me out on the sidewalk. Glenn jumped out of the car, and she knocked him flat. And I tell you, my hair came out for days. Great handful. So we got the child, jumped in the car, and drove away. And I sort of learned my lesson, like saying, you're a pull of the devil. You don't say that to everybody. But I had the last word, because about 2 hours she phoned, and she was crying and crying. Oh, I don't know what made me do that. I don't know. Oh, that's terrible. I hurt you. I don't know what made me do it. I said, because you're full of the devil. But you see, I was on the telephone, and I felt safe. So we have to be careful in all of our overzealousness, can't we? So, because we can get ourselves in trouble. But I realize that many people come into the gift of discerning of spirits, and they do see spirits on people. But when you see things on people, you should start to pray for them and not condemn them. And pray it through, and then you can go and speak to them. I mean, after you get home. Now, around here, you know, you start praying for people, and the word of knowledge and everything comes. But it is sort of dangerous to just jump into it until you really know. Now, another time, we were with Derek Prince up in somewhere in Northern California, and in the Speaker Assembly of God Church, and he had announced all week he's going to have a mass deliverance service. Well, he made us fast, or he didn't make us. He asked, will you fast with us? And so we fasted, and we went to the meeting that night. And there were 2 doctor's daughters sitting on the front seat, about yay high, with hair hanging way to their waist, long black hair hanging down. And when he began to give the command for evil, well, when he stood up to preach, as he stood up to preach, people in the choir loft and people in the audience began to scream out, the demons. And he said, every one of you demons, you quiet down. I'm going to preach the word before I take care of you. They were just yelling around all over, barking like dogs, and I mean, it was quite a service. And so, as he gave the command, it was just bedlam. And these 2 girls begin to screech, and I didn't know what it was. He taught us a lot, but I sure didn't know what was going on. And they had been playing with Ouija boards, and that's a witch spirit, see. Whatever the spirits are that's in us, we become and look like them. And these girls were going, they had long hair, and they were just going at his eyes, screeching and trying to put his eyes out. But of course he got the upper hand of the devil, and the devil left. But there was a very obese girl laying on the floor right in front of the altar. And one of the pastors came down, and he was down on his knees praying with her for gluttony or something, I don't know what it was. And I was sort of watching. You learn a lot by watching. You learn. And this minister put his hand on her stomach. And she says, the demon says, get your hands off of her or I'm going to tell what you've been doing. And after we got home, I mentioned it to Brother Prince. And he says, yeah, lust operating in him, see. And the lust, these spirits ally together. Lust in somebody will pick up in lust in somebody else, and pretty soon, and that's how adultery starts. See? So you have to ask the Lord and to help you discern. One time we were with Brother Prince. He rode home in our Winnebago, he and Mrs. Prince. We were riding back to from Phoenix to Los Angeles, or Northridge, where we lived, and yeah, by way of Apple Valley. We stopped at Apple Valley that night, and we'd already been in convention all week at Phoenix, and everybody was pretty tired, and they sent us down to such a gorgeous meal. They had prime rib, and they had homemade bread cut about that thick. Beautiful meal, and everybody ate, and...
It was the Roy Rogers Clubhouse.
Yeah, it was, Roy and Dale Evans Clubhouse. And while he was preaching, I saw a whole flock of birds just above people's heads, and it just went right over. And as they come toward me, I almost screeched. I almost said, oh, I just went like that. I didn't know what it meant. On the way home, I said to Derek, did you see that flock of birds come over the congregation? He said, no, I didn't, but I'm not surprised. He said, there wasn't one soul in there heard a thing I said. He said they were all asleep or so groggy from overeating that they didn't hear a thing I said. See, sometimes the Lord will open your spiritual eyes to see, and then you'll know how to pray for people. But you need to ask the Lord to give you discerning of spirits, and that's angels too. I always ask for the Lord before I start to minister to come in here and ask him to send angels, worshiping angels, warring angels. And I even like for Gabriel to come, or Michael. Michael's a warring angel. I said, Lord, if Michael's available, could you send him down here today? Well, we can ask largely, can't we? Yeah, you don't say, Michael, come down here, because we don't talk to angels. But you ask the Lord Jesus, if you can spare Michael, would you please send him? And I've known he's come around a lot of times. There are many things that I can talk to you about today, but one thing is about holding and keeping your deliverance. Now, you people that were delivered the first part of the week from nicotine, if you go back and pick up those cigarettes again, it'll be all the harder to stop again. So try, when you feel the urge, you say, oh, no, you don't. In Jesus' name, get out of here. If you feel the urge to smoke, some people who have been delivered from drinking, if you pass a liquor store and you feel something attacking you, you can ask the Lord to open your spiritual senses. See, seeing in the Spirit, feeling in the Spirit, hearing in the Spirit, and you will become alert. I remember one day I stopped at the market of town, and I had these two boys with me, two fellas, very conscientious prayer warriors. And while I was in there, one of them went in the liquor store to buy, I think, some wine to take communion with. But I didn't know they'd been in there. And I come out and got in the car, and I got about halfway out of the parking lot of the store, and I said, oh, my, the evil powers are strong in this car. What in the world is wrong? And we started to pray, and the more we prayed, the more it lifted. And then they told me, see, they had trespassed on evil ground. If you've got a certain problem, stay away from that area, because you may not be strong enough. If you've only been delivered recently, you might not be strong enough to endure temptation. I mean, this is brass facts. I'm not telling you that everything's going to be rosy in warfare, spiritual warfare. It isn't. It's hard. And in 1957, I totally lost my mind, had a total nervous breakdown, and was in the mental hospital. Now, I know some of you may think I belong there today, but the Lord, we didn't know anything about demons or demonology or anything, but the Lord brought me out and healed me when I was a total vegetable. And there are many people here that need healing. Now, we are praying earnestly, daily, Lord, show us the cause for all these diseases, all these strange syndromes that are attacking people. And I believe the Lord is going to open it up to the body of Christ, because there's entirely too many sick people.
Amen.
And there is, and it's unexplainable diseases.
Right.
And I believe that the Lord is going to open up more and more and more on what the cause is. And when we get rid of the cause, then the body is fearfully and wonderfully made, the Bible says. And the body knows how to restore itself. But if you've got some demonic power in there, the other day we were praying, and this demon called itself out, and right away, I've never heard it call out before like that. It spoke out of the woman's mouth. And I thought, how true, how true. And I remember, maybe some of you have heard this before, when we were praying for a lady, and this demon had been really carrying on for a long period of time. And when we finally got its name, it said, let's see, what was it said first, Glenn, you remember?
Well, first it said, you don't know who I am.
Yeah, you don't know who I am. And was it fear first? I can't remember what it was. Oh, unbelief. It was unbelief. And it said, it gave its name, and very smart talk, and it says, I kill the Christians. I just kill the Christians all the time. I kill more Christians than death gets. See, they're in competition, these demonic powers. And I said, well, how do you do that? It said, I won't let them believe they're healed. Said, I just tell them the next day you didn't get healed, and it puts back these symptoms back on you. And if you entertain them, see, why you lose your healing. So think about that. See, sometimes you can learn from these evil spirits, but I don't believe everything they say. Because a lot of times they'll say, we're all gone now. We're all gone. And they expect us to believe that when it's them talking. I must tell this on Glenn. See, Glenn went to an Assembly of God Bible School. And I guess we had seen each other at a camp meeting in Illinois, but I went away to Bible school. But being a preacher's daughter, I vowed that I would never marry a preacher. And so I went away to the same Assembly of God Bible School, but I went to the business college. And I'm glad I did, because I'm glad I learned how to type well. And but one day I was walking down the aisle and he saw me. And he said, that's for me. I want her. And we got married 44 years ago. But when I first heard Derek Prince speak and I heard demons talking, I ran out of the room in Chicago at the Hilton, ran upstairs in my to my room, took two tranquilizers, jumped in bed, and covered up my head, because that was eerie. It was so eerie, and we had never seen anything like that. Now it becomes common, but it's still supernatural. Supernatural. But I thought it was so spooky that something could come up out of a person, that I knew that person, and talk, and it wouldn't be their voice. That just really got to me. So I would tell Glenn, when Derek wrote that little book costing a quarter, I bought it, I read it, and I knew I had them all. I knew everything. And I would tell him, I want to be delivered. He said, you don't have any demons. Nothing can cross the bloodline. I said, but I think I do. And I'd be driving down the Hollywood Freeway going to work, and I always had a little scratch pad with me, and the Lord would show me things that was wrong in my own life. I didn't try to look at other people too much, a little bit, but not too much. I was looking into my own heart and trying to be honest, and I'd write down these spirits that I thought I had. Of course, they were those minor little things, you know, like the spirit of waste and the spirit of fear and things like that. And I would come home, I would tell Glenn, and my daddy, who was a preacher, I'd tell him, and he'd say, honey, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just imagining all this. Well, that makes you wonder if you're going crazy, see? And I knew I wasn't imagining it, but I didn't know how to get it. It took about a year and a half for me to find somebody that would really pray for me. But one time, Glenn said to me, I asked Derek Prince and I asked Brother Duncan if I had any spirits, evil spirits, and they told me no. And I said, well, I don't care what they say. I rose right up. I don't care what they say. I have to live with you, and I know you do. And he would say, nothing can cross the bloodline. Nothing can cross the bloodline. Well, I didn't know how to answer him. And finally, I persuaded him over in Sweden at a full gospel airlift to get Derek Prince and his wife down in our room. And I mean, it was a big thing, you know, for me to even get them to come down there. And he finally went. And so they came in, and Derek said, Do you feel you have demons? I said, yes. And Glenn says, yeah, she's got a list. And then he went on. She just imagines this. But when I went to this Brother Duncan, I said to him, why do you keep telling Glenn that he doesn't have any demons. And he just looked at me and he started to laugh. And he said, don't you know who that is talking to you? And I went, you mean the devil? Out of my husband? And he just laughed. He said, yeah, that's a lying spirit. He said, I never said that. See, you have to sort of discern who's talking out of all of us. Is it the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, or is it the devil? And so I could handle Glenn better than after that, you know. I could handle the devil in him better than I could handle my husband telling me. You just imagine all this stuff. Who wants to be told they're crazy, you know? But finally I did get delivered. But you see, a lot of times the evil spirit will talk right out of us. The Holy Spirit talks out of us, doesn't he? Sure. A lot of times people come and tell me, you said so-and-so to me, that I had so-and-so, or you prayed so-and-so. What was that? I said, I don't know. I don't remember that. And they said, yeah, when we prayed, you called that out, that came right out of me. And I said, well, that was the Holy Spirit speaking out. When the Holy Spirit comes up from within you, it comes out your mouth, but doesn't always go through your brain. And so I think the Lord made it that way so we wouldn't remember who had what, you know, because we're all pretty bad, really, when it comes down to brass tacks. We've been going on 8 days, and there's still a lot of problems in all of us. But see, the Lord said, I'll drive them out little by little. But he also said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. If you don't call and try and want to be delivered, you'll never get delivered. If you just stay placid and lackadaisical about it, you won't get delivered. I mean, get with it. You'll never deliver a baby by laying on that bed and moaning. And if you don't do what the nurses say, they come in and whack you. They did me. They whacked me on the leg real hard and said, bear down. Who wants to bear down when the pain's so bad? But the Lord said, cast out, cast up. That means to give a quick jerk, cough, and vomit. That's what the Collegiate Dictionary says. Cast out. It's so simple, we make it difficult. All the things of Jesus was written plainly so anybody could understand, weren't they? And there's so many things we usually teach on the occult, and if Aunt Millie doesn't get here, maybe we will teach tonight on the occult, because we get the occult from our past generation, 160 years back, visited down upon us. Well, most everybody has incest in them because it's the bloodline for 400 years. And some of you may think you don't have any skeletons in your closet, but I don't know. I find that a little hard to believe. And I think whatever's being called out, you should try and say, get out of me in Jesus' name. If it's not in there, it ain't going to come out. But if it is in there, it might come out. See? Try. I've always worked with engineers and scientists, and they try a lot of it. You ought to have seen what all they tried to get to do to get the men on the moon before they actually decided on exactly how they're going to do it. I mean, they work all different ways. And God works all different ways with whoever you are. He works with you in the way he knows you. He knows you. And he works in the way that would best be good for you, see. He works on me harshly sometimes. And he has allowed me to get a lot of deliverances so that I know that I know that I know. If you know what you're talking about, you know, if you've experienced it yourself, then you can. You overcome by the word of the testimony, of your own testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So if I've experienced deliverance in a certain area, nobody's going to talk me out of it, because nobody ever could talk me out of having a son and a daughter. I had them. I was there in that delivery room. I know what was going on. And I was there when I got delivered. Vomit, cough, scream. One time Derek Prince was praying for me, and he said, and this was really, I mean, I didn't know I had this. I knew I had plenty of others, but I was sitting on a chair in he and Lydia's bedroom in our own house, and he was praying for me just before he left, and he said, you spirit of forgetfulness, come out of her in Jesus' name. And I went just like that, and I knew I wasn't doing that myself, and I thought, forgetfulness? Glenn thinks I remembered everything, especially all his dad. You know, wives are good at that. And I thought, forgetfulness? And I used to work that book table at Full Gospel conventions. I knew everybody across the nation, what necktie they had on, what dress she had on, what their name was, who they were. And we'd go from place to place, and I would just remember everybody. And I thought, boy, I don't know how I could have spirit of forgetfulness. And about the third time he said, come out, it said, no. And I was like, I was sitting in that chair, and we were over here. And it said, we are not coming out. She didn't know who we were, that we were in here until you called us out, but we are not coming out. And he said, oh, but I have power of you. And he started quoting the word. The more word he quoted, it said, we're locked to her brain and we'll never come out. And all of a sudden my hands went to go like this, only 50 times as hard. My watch flew off. I think it might have been the same watch. It had a stretch band on it. It flew off. I flew down off of the chair. I was across the room, thrown around from one end to the other. I had no control over that my own faculties. But he just kept, and Mrs. Prince, the first Mrs. Prince, before she died, she was about 80 then, she could throw tongues into high gear, I mean, and she started praying in tongues, and he kept giving it scripture, and it finally come out when he said, you bow to Jesus and come out. And when we all got through, he said, I've never seen nothing like that before. But one thing it said, we won't let her remember the word. We're locked to her brain, and we won't let her remember the word. And I thought, that's true. Here, since I was 10 years old, I'd grown up in a minister's home, heard sermons and sermons and more sermons. But, you know, sometimes I'd try to quote a scripture or something, I couldn't even think of it. See, they were locked to they were right back here in the base of my brain. So that was a very enlightening experience. And since then, I have prayed for hundreds of people so that they would be able to remember the Word of God. Because if you can't remember the Word of God, you can't cast out demons, because you have to tell them it is written. It is written, Satan. Jesus gives me power over you. I have power and authority over you. And how many of you have trouble remembering the word? Can I pray just for that one thing? Then he's going to come. We spend a lot of time praying for a lot of husbands and wives here. I tell you, the Lord is bringing couples in together, because two people in total unity and accord can move mountains. And it's really, I appreciate all you men and wives that are here. I appreciate all of you, but you men and wives that are working together and learning and starting deliverance, even little deliverance things in your home. That's the way we started first, because I have found out a secret that when you start repenting and that blood of Jesus starts coming in over your mind or over your heart, that nest gets broken up and broken up and broken up. And they cannot stand the blood of Jesus. They hate it. They'll yell, no, no, no. So let's repent first. And you pray after me, and then I'm going to sit down. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be delivered. We admit that it's hard for us to remember the word. We want deliverance from the spirit of forgetfulness. We want to know the word and use it on our enemies. And Lord, this afternoon, we ask you to cleanse our minds. Let the blood of Jesus flow over our minds and wash out this nest in our brain and in our subconscious, where these evil spirits are trying to control our mind. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. We thank you for forgiving us. And we believe that you're going to deliver us. Now, just stay in that same atmosphere. I'm going to give you just, there's a lot of new people here. The way you get evil spirits out is breathe them out. It's one way. They may jerk you around and throw you around, but don't get excited over all these manifestations. But the Lord allows manifestations to show people that there are really demons, because a lot of people will say there's no such thing. And I told you before, I'd run for my life if a pastor of mine would tell me that, or I'd go and show him in the Bible that Jesus spent much of his time praying and delivering people. But anyway, let's just breathe out the evil spirits. The Holy Spirit, we breathe in. When he comes down over me, I just take some deep gulps and drink. Just drink of that Holy Spirit, but we breathe out evil spirits. And then when the evil spirits leave, then the Holy Spirit comes in and takes up that abode, see? and you're more powerful the more you get delivered. I'm going to get bind. I bind the spirit of forgetfulness now in Jesus' name. I bind it in every person here that it cannot harm them, it cannot tear them. And I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to begin to come out, spirit of forgetfulness, of not being able to remember the word of God, in Jesus' name. Come out. I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I have authority over you. And these people do not want you living in their minds. Come out. We have the mind of Christ, and we do not want your mind, Satan. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Glenn, you better get a few towels. Come out in Jesus' name. They're running for the bathroom. In Jesus' name, come out of their minds. Come out of their brains. Come out of their subconscious. All the spirit of forgetfulness of not being able to quote the word of God. Deliver us from all evil, Lord. Deliver us from all evil. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord over our minds, over our spirit, over our soul, and over our bodies. And we do not want these trespasses in us. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of forgetfulness. Spirit of forgetfulness. Spirit of forgetfulness. Spirit of forgetfulness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Lord, heal these minds. Heal my mind. Heal all of us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Heal the subconscious mind. Wash out the debris. Clean out the trash. That's right. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. You see, they're in there. And a lot of people may not have known or had it. They may have said, I just can't remember that. I can't remember where that is. I know it's in there, but I don't know where it is. See, this is going to be all different. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think this lady right over here needs... Glenn, can you help? In the name of the Lord Jesus, all spirits in the mind, mental problems, come out in Jesus' name. We have authority over you. All insanity problems, hallucination problems, fantasy problems, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. You are trespassing on these people's minds. You must go in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Crypt, quirky minds. Quirks. We get quirks. The devil puts quirks in our mind, making us think that somebody don't like you, or just weird things the devil does to our mind. Come out, all quirks. All quirks in Jesus' name. Come out of the minds of these people in Jesus' name. Come out. That's the way. Come out in Jesus' name. All diseases of the mind, come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. Jesus is our healer. We don't want you in there. Come out in Jesus' name. Infirmity of the mind, mental sickness, mental problems, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Glenn, are you ready? Just keep on letting them come out. You know, they don't... Wouldn't you think by the eighth day of this camp meeting that these demons would run out and they'll stay as long as you let them, though? Wouldn't you think they'd have enough of all this praising and praying that they would leave? But you see, they don't until you kick them out. Confusion of the mind. Yes, that's a good one. Thank you, Sister Bush. Well, I started to say accusation. I think the Holy Spirit wants to say accusation and confusion. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Accusation and confusion in Jesus' name. Confusion of the mind. Come out in Jesus' name. Confusion of the mind. Come out in Jesus' name. Confused mind. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. we lift confusion out of these minds. The Bible says he gives us a sound mind. A sound mind. We don't have to put up with this intruder. All insanity and schizophrenia come out in Jesus' name. Come out, schizophrenia. Double-minded. Double mind, come out. The double-minded person. Confusion, come out in Jesus' name. Confusion, come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. All confusion, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All confusion. All confusion, come out in Jesus' name. The floating mind. It just feels like sometimes people tell me my head just floats. I just kind of float, kind of spacey. Spaciness, come out of the mind in Jesus' name. Spaciness, come out of the mind in Jesus' name. All spaciness, come out in Jesus' name. Not being able to think straight. You think in crooked ways. Come out, spaciness. Come out in Jesus' name. Fantasy spirits, come out. Why don't you come call them out? Fantasy spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All fantasizing spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Fantasy. Vain imagination, come out in Jesus' name. Vain imagination, come out in Jesus' name. Vain imaginations, come out in Jesus' name. Vain imaginations, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all of you, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Vain imagination. Cancer of the brain, come out. Cancer of the brain and tumors on the brain, come out. Tumors on the base of the brain, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Cancer of the brain, come out. Tumors on the brain. Tumors on the brain, come out in Jesus' name. Tumors on the mind, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we bind you. You have to go because we have authority over you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of his mind. Dr. Stanfield, could you come and pray for your son, please? Can you come and pray for your son? I'd like to see these fathers and mothers. Father and mother, come and pray for your son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Out of his mind, in Jesus' name. You know, these young people that have had so much rock music go through their mind, those spirits cling in there. Spirits in the mind from rock music and movies. Movies that are wrong, in Jesus' name. All these filthy movies that come on TV. I bind that power in Jesus' name. I bind that power in Jesus' name. Command you in the name of the Lord Jesus to free these people. Free their minds so they can think. Free their minds so they can worship their God in the way they want to worship. Thank you, Lord, for divine health in the mind, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All drowsiness in the mind. All lethargy of the mind. The scientists say we only think with about 10% of our mind. We want to be able to use all of our minds. See, and Satan locks it off. Praise you, Jesus. I 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 praise you, Jesus. Get out of their mind.
Spirit of lethargy, I bind you. I break your power over us in Jesus' name. Spirit of lethargy. Lethargy, come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of lethargy. Loose these people. Loose us. Loose us and come out in Jesus' name. All lethargy, come out. Loose us, come out in Jesus' name. Loose us and come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of laziness. Lazy spirit. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. You lazy spirit. Spirit of laziness. Slothfulness. Slothfulness. I break your dominion. I break your power in Jesus' name. Spirit of slothfulness. Loose these people. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your powers in Jesus' name. I break your dominion and loose us from them in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The blood cleanses. The blood washes and cleanses us. We're cleansed by the blood. All the sins, all these areas that have visited upon us because of the sins of our ancestors, we loose us from them in Jesus' name. We loose us from them in the name of the Lord. That all these areas was caused by the sins of our ancestors, we loose us from them. Come in Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Break your power, break your hold, break your dominion. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. The blood, Jesus is Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over this place. He's Lord over these people. His blood washes and cleanses us. We break your dominion. Take your rights away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your cleansing, Lord. Thank you for your washing. Praise you for it. I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can't hear you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Criticism. I bind the critical spirit. I bind the critical spirit. Spirit of criticism. I break that in Jesus' name. Those who see something, find fault with everything. Fault finding. Criticizing. Those who find fault with everything and everybody. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. You spirit of fault finding and criticism. I bind your powers in Jesus' name. I break your dominion in the name of the Lord. I release you, these people, from that spirit in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Come on. I bind all of you to the day of judgment. Father, send the angels of the Lord. Send the angels here to help us to get them. Thank you for the warfare, for the angels doing battle with us. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for the angels of the Lord here to fight with us. Thank you for them, Father. I praise you for them. Father, you say that they're sent to help us. I thank you for it. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We apply and incorporate the blood of Jesus to our minds, to the subconscious of our minds. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. You spirit of mind control, I bind you. You spirit of mind control, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people. Anyone who has had any control over these people, I cut that soul tie off and I break that power and I loose them from every spirit of mind control. From anyone that they've been associated with in any way, from a doctor, I break that power. From a hypnotism, I break that power. Or even from a school teacher, a mother or father, I break the power of mind control. Or a friend, or a husband or wife, I break that power of mind control. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break that power over them. Even a minister. A minister having mind control over his congregation. I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. I break that power and I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now, the spirit of death is very common. Spirit of untimely death. Death that comes that comes before your time. Untimely death. And that's very common in people. We've run across it many, many, many times. And I'm going to take authority over that right now. A familiar spirit of death. Untimely death that's come down through the family line. Untimely spirit of death. Spirit of death that has come in when you were in a hospital or in an accident. You can get in an accident, or if you were unconscious for some reason sometime, these spirits of death come in. And then they work and work to bring about an untimely death in your life. And now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come and take authority over every familiar spirit of death that's come down through the family line, where the father or mother, where they have died young in the family. I take authority over that spirit of death, a familiar spirit from the family line. And then I take authority over the spirits of death that have come in while you were unconscious or in an accident or when you were in a hospital and under anesthesia. I take authority over these spirits of death, and I bind them in Jesus' name, and I break their power and dominion off of these people, and I command them to set these people free. Every spirit of death that is untimely death, I bind your power in Jesus' name. The Lord says that He gives us 70 years minimum. That's a minimum 70 years, and we're entitled to that, and plus lots more. And I bind that spirit of death, and I break its power over these people in Jesus' name. I break their dominion over these people, and I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Every spirit of death, come out of us. Come out of us. Untimely death. I break your power. I loose them over these people. Come out. Come out, you spirits of death. You spirits of death. Untimely death. You spirits that are sent to cause us to die before our time. I break your power, and I take your rights away. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Spirits of infirmity, of heart disease, every form of heart disease. I bind those powers from the spirits from the heart. I bind those spirits around the heart. I break the powers of them in Jesus' name over every one of us. I break those powers in the name of the Lord, and I loose us from you. Loose us. Come off of our heart. Set us free. Come out in Jesus' name. You'll not damage our hearts. You'll not cause us to have a heart attack. We'll not have that. You have no rights to it. I put the blood of Jesus against you. In Jesus' name, I break your powers over these people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. We apply and appropriate the blood, the cleansing of the blood. We put the blood of Jesus against every spirit of Satan here this afternoon that we're dealing with. We put the blood of Jesus against it. All those, Lord, that you're setting us free from today, we apply and appropriate the blood to these areas to cleanse us and to wash us, to take the rights away. We bind those powers in Jesus' name. Break those dominions in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Come out. Come out. Come out. Every one of you. Bind you in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Break your powers and dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every spirit of perversion. Spirits of perversion. I break those powers in Jesus' name. Spirits of perversion. I break those powers in Jesus' name. I loose these people from them in Jesus' name. Every spirit of perversion. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break those powers in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spirits of molestation. I loose these people. I break any powers of that over people. Spirits of molestation. I break those powers. I rebuke them. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of molestation. I break those powers in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break that power and dominion in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Put the blood of Jesus over these areas. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Is there anything else here that the Lord has brought to somebody's mind that we need to call out? Seizures. Okay, you spirits of seizures, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you. Spirit of seizures, I bind you. Put the blood of Jesus against you. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break the dominion over the minds, over the, or, in Jesus' name. Spirits of seizure, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Loose these people in the name of the Lord. I break your powers. Spirits of seizures, seizures, come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power and dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I loose those powers. I break them in Jesus' name. I break those powers. Loose them. Come out. Seizures. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. I break those powers in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Rejection. Spirit of rejection. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of mockery. Spirit of mockery, I bind you in the name of the Lord. Spirit of mockery, I bind you in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Mockery. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Mockery. Come out. Come out of the subconscious. I put the blood of Jesus to the subconscious to wash out that spirit of mockery and blasphemy. I break that power in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Spirit of mockery. Spirit of blasphemy. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break that dominion and that power in the name of the Lord. Come on, move. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I put the blood of Jesus against the subconscious to wash that out. I cleanse the mind in Jesus' name. Put the blood there to cleanse it and wash it out in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I break that power in Jesus' name. I cut off your communication. Cut off your communication. I cut off the communication in Jesus' name. Cut off the communication. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, move, move. Come on out. Come on out. I cut off the communication now. I break your communication. I cut it out. Cut it off. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, move, move, move. Come out. Come out. I bind you to dead judgment. Hallelujah. We will bind up the powers of Satan. We will bind up all his demon spirits. We will bind them up and put them underfoot. We will set the captives free. We will, in Jesus' name, we will set the captives free. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for power and authority that's given unto us to set the captives free. Thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. Thank you.